the third down Jameis call into keeping the offense on the field while your defense had actually kind of found itself in the second half quietly, and then to then attempt an RPO on fourth down when all day long they had been, Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator for the Giants, had been throwing blitzes that you can tell caught the Browns off guard, was one of the more irritating sequences of decisions in Kevin Stefanski's career. And I understand that a lot of the time we start talking about coaching decisions, we treat them in a vacuum and that becomes the low-hanging fruit in of itself. That's not it. That was genuinely befuddling in real time. Starting with Jameis on 3rd and 1, I get the Jameis on 4th and 1, but Jameis on 3rd and 1 telegraphs the play. And you can then say, well, but then we have 4th and 1. Okay, but you wasted a play with a play that everybody, you weren't catching anyone by surprise in that moment. So even if Jameis just didn't do a good enough job, but I want to point something out here because we're talking about the Browns in that game yesterday and what the hell is going on with the Cleveland Browns. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. 216-474-0092. Esable on Twitter and social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, saying claiming the coach needs to display leadership to you via his Monday morning presser is a joke, Nick. His leadership would be demonstrated behind closed doors. Exactly. I'm questioning Kevin Stefanski's leadership because two straight home games, two of the first three games of this season, his team has come out without a pulse, and his team has gotten beaten. And in this case, listen, in Dallas, I get it. You want to throw it on Deshaun as being the preeminent? I totally get it. Deshaun was as bad as I'd ever seen Deshaun against that Dallas team. You can, with a bullet, point to Deshaun looked like crap and everything fell apart from there. But the team still lost heart. The team still seems to be front-running this season. When they've got a lead, they're the 85 Bears. When they're 7 down, all of a sudden, nothing works. Nobody likes each other. Nobody can communicate. So the reason why we're saying I need leadership and just your answers, give me something real, give me something that I can hear to say this guy will figure it out, is because I'm talking about effort. I'm going to go full Iverson here. I'm not talking about execution. I'm not talking about talent level. They're not losing because of talent. It's the same friggin' team that won 11 games last year. They prided themselves on not changing the script. Brought the whole gang back. It's a sequel with one new character, Jerry Jeudy. So when I'm saying in a press conference I need leadership, it's because I'm not seeing it on the field. That sucks. And my biggest concern with Kevin is that he's okely-dokely to the media, and then I get the sense that has to be made, that's part of who he is in the building as well. So if I'm calling Kevin Stefanski out today about leadership, it's because of that. And here's the thing, guys. We have completely mistaken this idea of what leadership looks like in a head coach. Not everybody has to be Mike Vrabel or Dan Campbell. But leadership is about having the finger on the pulse of the team. And I'll tell you what I hated the most yesterday. In the midst of that fourth quarter, I don't know what to call it. Do you know what I saw? I saw on one play, in fairness, the execution was not there on the play. It was the Jerome Ford fumble. And guys, I cannot make this any clearer. It was a clean handoff. I know Deshaun Watson is the bane of everybody's existence, and it is just the lowest hanging fruit to come out and bat that guy around when you're a little pissed about the Cleveland Browns. It was a clean handoff. Jerome Ford completely biffed it in what was honestly one of the most embarrassing plays of Jerome's career. You're going to see a theme here. Embarrassing, that word's going to show up a lot. Or embarrassing, unlike whatever the hell I just saw. But as they panned to Kevin, we got the WTF moment, right? Kevin saying, what are we doing here, in a few more words. And my thing is, did Kevin not see where his team was heading into that game? Did Kevin not get the feel of his team not playing together? And we talk about adjustments. It took one half of football to get Denzel Ward on Malik Nabers. By that time, he had scored the two touchdowns. We start talking about, hey, your offensive line isn't working. How do we speed this up to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quicker? Well, I don't know. Maybe let's not do a 9-step drop. Maybe. And by the way, guys, Deshaun's play, I thought his worst play of football on Sunday was in that third quarter. He was just blatantly missing dudes. I thought he was, I don't know how to describe him in the first, by the way. I don't. The guy reached his final step in his drop back four times, if we're lucky, on Sunday. That's an incomplete. I don't know how I can weaponize that against Deshaun. Fourth quarter, I thought it was a mixed bag. Overall, not the worst game. Clearly not the best game. Somewhere in the middle. However you want to shade that, it's up to you. I'll give him a C-. But I'm not going any farther than that. But in those moments, when we keep coming back to, I just got to do the thing. It's not even about the press conferences. I think the Browns lack an identity because I think Kevin, as a head coach, lacks an identity. And, like, I know that there are things that we can attribute to Kevin. Analytic friendly, right? West Coast offense, Gary Kubiak. Maybe some frostbite because he lived in Minnesota for 18 years. But in terms of when you know what hits the fan, what do you revert to? What is the thing that you were good at? What do you fall back on? I don't know what that is with Kevin. And going on 5 years in, if I'm talking about identity, and by the way, the place where I really don't know what his identity is a play caller. I think, and I'm not going to do the Kevin should not call plays. I'm not doing that. I think he's a fine play caller. But I think identity as a play caller means, all right, where are you going on any given play? Like, what is your methodology? And when I watch it, it kind of just feels like random, which maybe that's his identity. Just picking stuff up and seeing what falls. We'll see. But Kevin, as a head coach, I don't know what his identity is. And every time we go to, two coaches of the year, that doesn't mean a damn thing. So I get that for some people, their lack of flavor is a flavor. That doesn't really work in a room full of macho-ass men. And when we start talking about Bill Callahan leaving and the absence of him both on the field and his leadership style, we start to talk about some of the other key figures leaving. It sure seems coincidental that two of the most embarrassing losses, and I call it most embarrassing because of the lack of team unity, the lack of togetherness, the lack of cohesion, on top of what I cannot illustrate enough, was the most putrid offensive line play I've seen. I've seen less talented offensive lines play worse, but when you compare it to the amount of money you've spent on that offensive line, the amount of talent you have on that offensive line, even with the injuries, even with Wyatt going out, third quarter, even with Jed going out, mercifully, going out, I think it was in the late third quarter, early fourth quarter, even with those things, there was, I don't even know how to define what I saw in the first half, but it all comes back to leadership. Because honestly, guys, when we start saying what the hell is wrong with the Cleveland Browns, when you don't go out there and we get punched in the mouth and fall down and don't get up two of the first 3 weeks of the season, the conversation should start with leadership. Not firing people, not everything's Deshaun's fault, not trade one of your guards, not cut people. No, it comes back to leadership. And that is the worst conversation to be having 3 weeks into the season. That is not about 3 weeks into the season. That is about something that needs fixed and addressed immediately. 216-474-0092, Dave, stick there. What the hell is going on with the Cleveland Browns? Because I've made the point here of talking about Kevin's lack of identity. That goes into the play calling. That goes into whatever the hell the decision is. And there's one solution some want with Kevin Stefanski, and it's honestly the easiest out for Kevin Stefanski.